Blog Talk Radio.
I always jump the gun on poor blood. I forgot to hit the no music button. Remember, Armand them are Armando's shows, radio songs. But anyway, tonight I want to welcome you to Cowboy Wisdom Radio. Tonight my guest is Jessica Brace, and we're going to talk about video marketing. And Jessica's message is that she repeats. She says, "What is amazing? What an amazing and beautiful journey it has been. Go back to 1999. But she was an executive assistant. And she has expanded into being the video maven with the wisdom to expand. And she was a freelance graphic artist or graphic designer, but now she will design and teach you how to put your videos on YouTube, expand your business, and actually open you up and see how the video marketing will expand your business and enhance your bottom line. So without any further ado, I'm going to welcome Jessica Brace to the show. Welcome, Jessica.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, it's always my privilege to let people have an opportunity to put themselves in the video marketing place and have the wisdom to put it at the top of the search engine. So, Jessica, let me ask you this question. What is the first, in all your teachings, what is the biggest challenge people face when they want to do their first video?
You know, the biggest challenge is the fear of the camera. And I know you love to talk about that, the fear.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, it's just really, Jessica, would it be the fear of the camera or fear that they can do it and they have to keep doing it?
I think it's more, they say it's the fear of the camera, and I've questioned people about it because I've had the opportunity and have been so blessed to work with some pretty big-name speakers, people who are standing on a stage with, you know, 2,000, 3,000, 10,000 people from the stage, and that's their business and their job, yet when they come to work with me in the studio and want to explore YouTube for their business, I'll hear things like, I don't like the way I look on camera, or I don't like the camera, it's not like people, it's staring at me, or I just don't feel comfortable on camera. And I hear a lot of things like that. And I think in questioning them, I've gotten a couple of feedback when digging in. And one is, when you're on a stage, it's not permanent. So you say something and then you move on, but they feel like a video is permanent. Once it's recorded and you put it online on YouTube and then millions of people are able to watch this video, there's no going back. So, you know, I think that's part of it. And then it's always, you know, people are afraid of things that are new or that are different, that they're uncertain about or that they haven't seen before, the unknown. So being on camera for a lot of people is definitely an unknown. They haven't done it before, or they haven't experienced that. So it just takes a little getting used to.
You know, it is. You know, the first one I was, you know, for me it was a little apprehensive. Now it's really putting the message together in under 3 minutes, but basically for most of my videos it's getting it in a minute and a half and not feeling rushed. How would a person overcome that in just, with your coaching and your expertise?
Well, it's really, you know, the thing with video online is it's a lot different than television. Television you have, you know, with commercials and all that, about 20 minutes or so. You know, radio shows, it's about 40 minutes with commercials and everything mixed in. With YouTube and online video, you don't have a lot of time to capture someone's attention because they're busy, they're online, and they want to keep moving. So you're right, and it's that about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, to create great content and put it out there. And keeping that in mind, there's a lot of reasons we want to keep it short, is that your videos, YouTube actually ranks your videos based on how long people watch your video. So if you have 100 people watch your video and 99 of them watch your video all the way until the end, YouTube is going to say, oh, this must be a good video with good content because everybody's watching it all the way to the end. And on the flip side, if you have 100 people watch your video and 99 of them watch it maybe for the first minute and then they leave, YouTube and Google is going to look at that and say, well, people aren't really liking this content. They're leaving before it's over, so it must not be a good video, so we're not going to put it in the search engine where it just doesn't belong there. So creating the balance of having good content with a good message that's entertaining and also keeping it at a length that you want to keep people engaged. So shorter content is better. So I always recommend that, you know, looking at those points, you keep your content about one topic per discussion and don't think about your videos as being finite, that you have to get all the information in there in one video. It's really not. People are looking for tidbits of information, just a little bit about you, a little bit to get excited about what it is that you're doing, give them some valuable content, and then at the end of that minute and a half or 2 minutes, tell them to go somewhere else. Tell them to visit your website. Tell them to watch another video that's longer. So if they are interested and they do like what you have to say, they have a way to go and get more of your information.
And, you know, that is something thanks to you. And you also, you sent me a question, what value are they going to get? And that is something else you want to put into the video, isn't it, Jessica?
Yes. And it is because there's so much what I call fluff and stuff online. And our attention is divided in so many different directions. When people are searching in the search engines, they're looking for something. They're looking for specific answers or how to do something or information about something. That's what they're doing. They're searching for something online. They have questions. So one of the best ways to think about your content is not in the sense of, you know, oh, I have to write all this script and I have to do all of this stuff, is to start thinking about your content online, whether you're writing a blog, creating a video, doing a radio show, whatever it is that you're doing, is start thinking about it in the form of what are the questions that people are asking and how can I help them with that? What are their challenges? What are they searching for? What are they looking for? What do they need help with? And then we can help them with that.
And see, that is something that I took one of Jessica's classes, and that's something I learned, is I expanded into, actually, is learning how to write questions in the taglines that people are looking for, and that helped me. Well, I took this radio show up to 20,000 or above 18,000 listeners, and I thank Jessica for that. And I'm on Jessica's website, jessicabrace.com. And you've got the
yes.
Ready, Set, Go, Make a Video, My Best Video Marketing Tips. If somebody signs up for your newsletter, what would be something they would expand into?
Oh, we have all kinds of stuff going on. So my newsletter starts you off with how to create great videos just using your cell phone or a camera that you already have. I have a whole great video series with tips on that. We talk about all different things, what's new in technology, different things that you can do, different ideas to create video, what changes are happening on YouTube. My content changes depending on what's real time, what's really happening in the video marketing industry, and how can you apply that to your business so that you can get more clients.
And isn't it about the clients and what you can, well, how you can expand their business and their life? But this is a question I keep telling people this, but I want to ask you this question. How is YouTube a marketing and a college education for free at 5 minutes or less at a time, do you feel?
It is. It really is. And, you know, and it doesn't have to be 5 minutes at a time. I mean, some videos that you can do is if you set yourself up that you do a teaser or an info, just a little bit about you, kind of like the first date, shall we say. So you meet someone and you have your first date and they get to know a little bit about you and they say, wow, I like you. That was kind of cool. I want to know more about you. Let's go on a second date. So then you have the opportunity to do a little bit longer video and a little bit more information. And as you keep going on in the process, I mean, there's some people out there who have videos. They do a whole entire seminar online, and it can be 2 hours, 4 hours long. One of my favorite videos is by Jim Rohn, and we watch it quite frequently in our office, and it's 4 hours, and it's on YouTube, and we love it.
You know, that's something I'm expanding every day, and I go to YouTube to pick up, just to listen to different videos every day, just to expand myself. But how are people afraid and get scared when it comes their turn? And I use the word scared because that way it goes right to the, it cuts the fluff out. There's no hiding from it. It really opens you up to get right to the point. And it's not that it's bad. But how are people really scared? They want to be in business, but they're scared to put their business out there because they're afraid to let it go. How do you feel that transpires, Jessica?
I think that actually happens a lot. And, you know, the possibilities of YouTube is enormous because, you know, YouTube itself has over 1 billion different people every single month searching on YouTube to watch videos. It's the number 2 search engine in the world. So the thought of putting your business on there and being like, wow, I just created this video and there I am talking about this, you go from being your small circle of clients in your small local area to the potential that now you're this global business with millions of potential people looking at you and listening to you and hearing your message, and that can cause some people to be scared.
You know, I'm going to share something and bare my soul a little bit here. You know, I was always thinking I scared people wouldn't show up, and then one day I had to have the meeting with the mirror and it all come to me. I was never scared they wouldn't show up. I was actually scared they would show up. That was kind of an eye-popping, eye-opening. But how does that play out in other people's lives, do you feel?
Yeah, and I think it really does because, and that comes down to, you know, the being scared of success. And I think a lot of people, everyone has a different idea in their mind of what success is. I mean, success for you is probably very, very different than what success means for me and the next person on down the line. So when we think about that and we think about what success means for us, not a lot of people have done the work to actually sit down and map out what is success for me and what does that mean and what exactly does that look like and how will I know that I'm successful and how will I feel when I'm successful and all of those things. So now when you come to the point where, wow, my business has gone global and I have the potential of all of this people all over the world hearing my message, they haven't really mapped out what their vision is for success. So they come to this state of uncertainty where I'm not really sure what this is. This is something new and totally different, and I'm not really sure. And what about it? What if all these people look at me? And what if all these people read my message? And what am I going to do? And they start to get into this mode in their mind, and they become scared because it's something that they don't know and they're not certain about. And really the biggest shift that you can do is sit down and just journal. What does my idea of success look like? How will I feel? How will it look? What will happen? What things need to happen in order for me to feel successful? And when you go through that exercise, it will really help you to overcome that uncertainty, that unknown, as your business starts to grow and get bigger. If you've mapped it out and you've already thought about it and envisioned it ahead of time, then when it really happens, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I know what's going on, and you'll be comfortable, and there will be much less fear or none at all.
And, you know, something else just to add to what you said there, it isn't the success, it's the image of success the subconscious mind has never seen, and that is the image you have to expand into and write to when you journal. Do you feel that?
And it really is. I'm really big. All of my coaching students every year in January, I do a whole entire 2-day live event retreat. Where they come and spend the weekend with me, and we work on what is our vision for success, what does it look like, and we create vision boards. I call it a turbocharged vision board because the way that I teach it is off of the Bagua, and it's a certain process of creating your vision board, but man, does that get results. And most of the people who come to this retreat, I have never done a vision board or aren't really clear on what it is or what its purpose is. And afterwards, they're like, wow, I never sat down and thought about, you know, we think about, oh, success for me means I own a Lamborghini and a house on the beach. But it's more than that. It's what does your body look like? How do you feel? What happens with your family? How much money is in your bank account? And all of this, when we think about that and we vision it and we put it down on paper, it becomes real to our subconscious mind, and then it starts to manifest.
Yeah. And do you have them put their vision board on a mirror?
Do I have it on a mirror? I have mine on my wall in my office, and I also have it on the background of all of my devices. So I look at it several times a day.
Yeah, see that? But see, you put it on a mirror, and you cut out the center of the picture?
Oh, yes, yes.
And then you see yourself looking at yourself.
Well, when yeah, it's cool. When I do the vision boards and say, for example, you want to lose weight, so I choose someone that has the body that I want, and then I would take their head off and glue mine on.
That's all legal.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. And anyway, and you know, the thing about the videos, it's really easier than everybody. How do we overthink making a video and we really become bogged down in our overthinking, do you feel, Jessica?
People tend to make it more complicated than it is. So they think, oh, I have to have a studio and lighting and expensive cameras and all this equipment and all of these things, and they start freaking out about all of this, and they get so caught up in the technology and the process of it. But that's not what YouTube is about. YouTube is a social media website. It's a channel, an avenue for us to communicate with people just like we're having a conversation on the phone or just like we're meeting face-to-face and having lunch. It's really the videos that get the most views and the most results are people being their authentic selves and just having a conversation.
And how is – this is something also I was going to ask you. How can you be too perfect and people get turned off and they think they can't
yes.
be like that?
Yeah, it really – YouTube is not about, like, the newscaster desk or, you know, the Hollywood glamour or all of those things. That's not what people are looking for on YouTube. YouTube is the number two search engine in the world. Billion people every single month searching on there. And the reason that they're going to YouTube is they're looking for something. They're looking for answers. They're looking for help. They're looking to research something. They need more information about something. And they're not looking for television shows or different things like that. They can go to television to do that. So it's a whole different medium, and people often don't understand that there's a difference with that, that it really is just if you create videos that help people, that answer their questions, that provide them valuable information that they can take away and use, those are the kind of videos that are going to win.
Now I'm going to put you kind of on the spot. Let's say somebody chooses you pay you your fees and decide to use your coaching. How would they expand their life, their business, their success, and expand into experiencing their desired outcomes?
So it really, I work with people, and it's a more of a total approach. So we take a look at, in our course, what is your whole business about and how do you help people? How do you help people in your business? Where are you going with your business and what are those are? So that's the very first week. My coaching program that we have is 4 weeks long. And the very first week we look at what is it that you do in your business that helps people. And then we go in and we look at what are those people looking for online? What questions do they have? What are they typing into Google? So that basis there changes your whole entire business just in week one, because most people haven't thought about what it is that people are looking for. They're just so worried about providing great content and closing the sale and, you know, getting new customers that they kind of lose track of what can I do to help these people and what are the questions that they have. So just week one alone is a huge game changer. And I know, Rob, you went through that and you increased your viewership by quite a bit.
And, yes, I did. But here's something else that I got that I've never really got to share. I got an understanding of YouTube and how it works and where to go and how to redo some things. And that really helped as much as anything. And her web, Jessica's website is jessicabrace.com. Jessica Brace, connect your message with the world. How is video the new message of the world to expand business? In your words, Jessica.
Yeah, I mean, if we think about it, it used to be writing. And, you know, I mean, we're going from our, just in a short amount of time, you know, we went from the Pony Express to the internet in our back pocket. And best way that people communicate is by conversation. And previously we had phones, and a lot of business got done over the phones, and we called people on the phone and all of that. But you'll always hear people say the best way to do business is face-to-face. And that's true, because when you're face-to-face with someone, you get an idea of how they move, how they act. You get to see them. You have eye contact. You get a feel for them and their energy. And until video came out and video became so easy for us to use, we really didn't have any other way to communicate. Of course, there was blogs, and you could write a lot of content, but nobody really sits there and reads all of that now because we're so busy. So now with video, we can actually create recorded conversations, just like voicemail messages, put them online, and when someone is out there searching, it's like they're leaving a voicemail. So for me, when you're in Google and someone is typing a search, they're leaving a voicemail saying, hello, is anyone out there? I need help with this. So my answer to you is, don't you want to leave a voicemail back for them?
Yes, I do. And also, but I'm looking at some of your stuff here. Your best iPhone video accessories for YouTube videos, iPhone video tips for iPhone video tips. How can you show people how to use their iPhone? I saw it. And how to set up a video studio for less than $500 in their house, $500 in
their
house.
Yeah, it's really, you know, the technology is now. It really, whether it's an iPhone or a Droid phone, pretty much everybody's cell phone has a video camera in it these days. You don't need the big expensive equipment in the studios and to hire a videographer and to do all of that stuff. I own all of that. I own the big cameras. I own the studio. I own the equipment, the lighting, you name it. We actually built an addition on the back of my house just to support my video studio, and I rarely use it. I use my cell phone, my iPhone, more than anything to create most of my videos. And, you know, people are like, well, what's the best camera to have, and which one should I buy and all of that? The best camera for you to have to do video is the one you have with you.
And where you're at, isn't it, is the best location?
Yep. Yep, the best camera to have is the one to have with you, because it's just, you know, you're out there and you have an idea for a video, or maybe you're somewhere really cool and you want to do a video, or you see something great, or maybe someone gives you a great testimonial about your business. I mean, there's so many things that can happen, because YouTube is social, and it's all about being in the moment. It's all about our lives and sharing our lives with each other and sharing our messages with each other. So if you have a camera with you all the time, which your cell phone is, then you'll be able to create great videos on the fly. So 2 minutes, two extra minutes somewhere, and you can have great content that you can upload to YouTube right from your phone.
And you know, the best step is the first one, right? Just take it.
Yes. Yes. I like to say that every expert was once a beginner.
Yeah. Isn't that true? But how are people are beginning trying to be the professional without taking the steps of learning to get there? How do you feel
yeah.
people fear that more than anything?
You know, it is a couple steps to get there, but it's always about finding someone who's already done it and who has done it well, and then modeling it, because success leaves clues. And if we just follow along with someone who's gotten it down, who's gotten it done, who has the YouTube stuff, who has the videos, and they've already done all the hard work and figured out what worked and what didn't and all of that stuff, and you get the bonus of the shortcuts.
And that's the thing about getting a professional that can teach the shortcuts and allow you to not have to go through some of the turmoil, basically, they had to go through, wouldn't you say?
Yes, exactly. You know, learning and all of that. You know, I bought lots of equipment, and it didn't work, and I ordered lots of things for my iPhone, and it doesn't work, and some things worked great and some things didn't. And then, you know, I bought a piece of software. For example, we're using a piece of software to do our Hangout. And, you know, I went through all the trial and errors and all the problems and all the challenges that came up with using this piece of software and what worked and what didn't. And somebody also bought it that I didn't know, and they were referred to me. And they said their comment to me was, I spent hours trying to figure out what you just showed me in 15 minutes.
And you know, this is now it's this question. How are people afraid to ask for help or just flat out scared because they think it'll make them look bad?
I think so. And I think more of it is you don't know what you don't know. So asking, sometimes they don't know what to ask, and they feel like, I get a lot of, well, you know, people will start off with, this may be a dumb question. And, you know, it's not. I mean, I operate by the principle that the only question that's dumb is the one that's not asked. Because if you're unclear, unsure about something, and you're a business owner, it's your obligation as an entrepreneur to ask the questions so that you are crystal clear and you know how to drive your ship forward, how to move your business forward to the next level. And whatever information it is, there is no dumb questions. It just needs, just ask and get it done, because you need to move forward and expand your business.
Now, if you've been listening really intently, you have an avenue to put your videos on YouTube with Jessica's wisdom, and she will coach you. But here's the thing, to be a professional and to be successful, people, I learned this one the hard way, pay your way forward so when you get there, you understand the wealth, because it almost, you got to pay the dues to have the outcome. You feel that, Jessica?
It is, you know, and it all comes, everything comes with a price, and a lot of times people are like trying to get the lesser price or trying to get something for free or things like that, and it's, you know, it's really about providing value and being able to receive value as well. You know, so if you're out there looking for the free deals or the free bargains or the things like that, you're going to attract those same type of people into your business. The people who are going to want something for free from you and not going to want to pay you and not going to want to pay for your expertise and knowledge. So you have to be able to give what you would like to receive.
And that is it. If you want to receive, you give. And it's maybe something else, but yes. And also, the website is jessicabrace.com, and you'll get to see the beautiful and lovely Jessica Brace right at the top. But there's a lot of information on there. And if somebody was choosing to get video marketing training, how can they get a hold of you besides your website, and where else can you be found?
Of course, you can always find me on YouTube. Or if you have some questions, we do have a limited number of consultations available, free consultations, where I work with you over the phone and just talk with you a little bit, see if video marketing is a good fit for you and your business. And you can always call my office at 772-664-4213. That's 772-664-4213.
And here's something that I've expanded into since I met Jessica about a year and a month ago, let alone about a year and 2 months ago. And it seems how fun. But I have expanded my video marketing, but I've also expanded under Jessica many other people's tutelage. But Jessica's video expertise has helped me expand in many ways. So, Jessica, you have speaking engagements coming up. Do you have any currently so somebody can come and get video wisdom?
Oh, I have quite a bit. I actually have a webinar coming up on Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening where I'm going to be teaching my vision board process. And so that's a new one. If you're interested in that, you can give me a call at my office and we can make sure. But I do have some pretty big speaking engagements coming up. I'm going to be speaking out at the Big Idea Mastermind in California in May. I'm going to be speaking in Miami May 23rd and 24th, and Las Vegas in June. So that's coming up in the next couple months. And there is a calendar of all my events where I'll be speaking at around the world on my website. I know they're working on updating that now.
And the website is jessicabrace.com. And Jessica, it's been a half hour of fun. Would you give the people some wisdom about video marketing, and I'll close out the show.
Yes. So video marketing, three huge things to remember. The first thing is you don't need all this expensive equipment. The best camera to have is the camera that you have with you. So whether you have your cell phone camera or most devices today, iPads, iPhones, iPods even have video cameras in them. If you don't have one of those, your laptop computer, your desktop computer probably has a webcam built into it. If you need to buy a webcam very inexpensively, you can get a Microsoft Cinema Cam, and you can order it from Amazon or any office store. And those cameras, it's only $50, and it's an HD video camera, and that will get you started. So for $50, you can go out tonight, buy a video camera, and you will be ready to start creating your videos. The second thing that's really important that you do is just create some videos. And it's all about content. So most people will say, what do I create videos about? And one of the easiest ways to do that is think about what questions do people ask you all the time. Those are your frequently asked questions. You've already rehearsed them, you've already practiced them, and you know the answers to them because you've taught them probably hundreds, if not thousands of times. So start there, because I guarantee if someone is asking you in person this question about your business, then there are thousands of people asking that very same question online.
I want to thank you, Jessica, and all the listeners for being here. I get new wisdom every time I have Jessica on, and I want to thank the listeners for being here. And anyway, we're going to say goodnight from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And thank you, Jessica, and the listeners for being part of my life today.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Have a great night.
Yep. You too.